Ashia, the Yotuama Rav Hoch, this is what Rav said at night time. Uvetzafra Hodebe, but in the morning he was Chayzer, she doesn't need Chalitza. So Mar says, Amalei, he said back to him, he doesn't know from that. Sharisu ye rabba the tishtori aftarbo. If you want to be matte to say she doesn't need Chalitza, it's an Avera. Like they say, like expression, you want to go and be matte fat? So tishtori aftarbo, you want to be matte chelu betzosatit. In other words, he owes, like he said, no, this issue is a suffix true if she has zikas yivmonad, so when a suffix about you have to give a chalitza, she can't stop go out free. So Mar says, Hochi nami, muberes chaveroi, o manikas chaveroi, hanesuyu lakain. What's going to be over here? Hochis, hochagabe. Over here, what's going to be? In the case of muberes chaveroi, manikas chaveroi, hanesuyu lakain. Let's say a kain went and married a pregnant lady. Her husband died, and now a kain married her. What's going to be my, what's the locha? Miyavad Rabbonah takant l'koyin aloi. Did Rabbonah make a special takant and say, listen, she married a koyin. If we're going to tell the koyin has to give her a get, he can never marry her back again. Her koyin can't marry Grusha. So therefore, maybe the Rabbonah will make a leave by the koyin to tell him, just separate, don't live together for the next 2 years, but you don't have to give her a get. Or Malay, he answered back, Hocha yashto, what current sushto? Bishlei mahosom kibud yikar rabbanon the polig ledishom and omliel diyamri. Afagad lo shoy if lad mal yehave kavishes koyin kibud leyashav dinik rabbanon. Over there, our koponim is a svar of the rabbanon saying that even if the kid dies teich lamid, for sure he's a ben kayama. So you have a shittas rabbanon to be saying mechon that here the kid was a ben kayama. Therefore, we say if she got married to a koyin, she does not need chalitza. Avol hocha here, command never. Who can you do like? Ikra meyuram yoytziv leyaser alamis. The Karabonon army beget. So here, since the din is, if you married a pregnant lady, you have to give her a get, even though she got married to a kohen, we can't help you. She's going to have to get a get, and she'll be asked to the kohen. Itma, kitsha b'toich shloisha. Let's say you married in the middle of 3 months. Oh, Baruch, you ran away. Pligibor of Acher v'rafram. Chadama misham tinle, we put him into shanta the nidui. Chadama iruka mistaya. The fact that you run away, that's enough. Have yuvda v'yomla rafras yiruka mistaya. That he ran away, that's enough. In other words, when the lady loses the husband, talachra, the next 3 months, she can't get married. You need avchana. We have to make sure to know if she's pregnant or not, to know who the kid's from the first husband or second husband. See, let's say Anisha lost the husband, and somebody else married her right away, and then he ran away. So one man, the yom says, you have to put him into nidui, he did something wrong. The other one says, no, the fact he ran away and was perished for like a perish, that's enough. Iruka mistaya. The fact he ran away, that's enough. You don't have to do anything else to him. Rashi says, Iruka mistaya, leiboy le mechfaya, the licht of get. The goalie died at leiboy lichne satzmane. Since he ran away, it shows us he didn't have a das to live with her. He just wanted to make kedushin with her, erisin. And he knows that he has to wait 3 months till he can live with her. That's why he ran away. So a person did like that, it's okay. If him, it's alright. Now this is not like we had before. Well, we had, if you marry a pregnant lady, that's an issa, that you're not allowed to do. Here she wasn't pregnant. It's just halacha, the first 3 months you're not allowed to live with her. So the person married her right away, but he was poor, separated for 3 months, that's okay. Alright, stop here. You're holding the Lamazayin Omer Aleph, but the two dots. Again, the Mishnah says, Sofik ben Tisha, in the case where your brother died, and you were Miyabim, his wife, and then your wife became pregnant, and you had a ben, she gave birth. So it's a Sofik now, this baby, a 9 month baby from the first one, or is it a 7th month baby from the second? So therefore, it's a Sofik really if you're doing an Avera by living with her now. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Yaitse, you have to get rid of her. And the Havlat kosher, Mamonashov, the kid is kosher, because either it's the first one, so it's kosher, or else it's the second one, it's kosher. But the Chayovim be Yoshim Toli. The halacha is, though, that the Yovim has to bring Yoshim Toli. So Sofik, maybe he was boil on Eshesach, Shloi b'moke mitzvah. The Gemara says, Oma lei Rav ol Rav Nachman. So Rav is said to Rav Nachman, Leima holachacha Rav Noshim. How come we don't go after Rav Nashim over here? For Rav Nashim, Letisha Yoldan, and most ladies give birth after 9 months. 9 months. So therefore, like for sure, it should be the first one's kid. And Nafkimina is like for sure he's doing an Avera. Therefore, she should have to bring a Chattas. Like, why does our Mishnah say it's only in Oshem Tolui? There should be a Vaday Chates, like Rashi says. V'laisi Chates to Vaday Bar Kayomahu. V'yeshes Ach Vas Bonim Boal. He was Boil, your brother's wife, when she had children. So for sure she had a Chiyah to bring a Chates. Why does our Mishnah only say it's in Oshem Tolui? So Gemara says, so this is what Rava said to Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman answered back, Amalei, Nashe Didan Mishno, my wife, like Leshiva Yolden, she gave birth after 7 weeks, 7 months. So what do you mean to answer? That she had to give birth after 7 months, so therefore the Mishnah has only a suffix, it's Noshim Toli. So Amalei, so Rava said back to him, Nashe Didchu, Hebe Ruba the Alma, true, maybe your wife gave birth after 7 months. But is that the rive of the world? If you, there's a lock of roiv, hochemacha roiv. Roiv of the world give birth after 9 months. So still it's a kasha, go after roiv. Or Malay, so Rav Nachman answered back like this. Hochi kamina, this is what I meant to answer you. True, roiv noshim yodon letisha. It's not the true. Most ladies give birth after 9 months. Umiyat leshiva. But there are some, umiyat a small amount, that give birth after 7 months. So there is a small chance maybe this Vlad is from the second one, and maybe he's not doing an Aveira. But now the klal is, V'chol ha-yoldos letisha, a lady that gives birth at the end of 9 months, yishno ubra niko lishlish yomeo. 1/3 after 3 months, in other words, it should be showing already that she's pregnant. Nikar, she should be, kishabat vitel. V'zu, now this yivoma here, at the time when you miyabama, she did not look like she was pregnant. Like Manashach. She's given birth 7 months, at the end of six total months, after Yom Yabimha. So if you want to say the Vlad, the kid, is a 9-month-old baby from the first husband, so when you were first Miyabimha, she should have been 3 months pregnant already, how come she was a nicker? How come you couldn't tell she was pregnant? So therefore, what do you have to say, Lechura? Yisra Le Ruba. That this lady is different, she's not from the Rove ladies. Because if she would have been from the Rove ladies that give birth after 9 months, after 3 months it should have been showing that she's pregnant. Here, since this Isha did not show, it's a Raya, she's not from the regular Rove, and therefore it's a Svara to say that she's given birth after 7 months from the second one. For the Gemara, if that's what you mean to say, E. Kola Yodos Letisha, if you mean to tell me every time an Isha gives birth, after 9 months, Ubra Nikol Ishlish Yomeo, that for sure she should be showing after 3 months. If so, ho, by our case here, Midolai Hukol Ishlish Yomeo, since after 3 months she was not showing this Yavamom, you cannot tell that she was pregnant. If so, Ubra Vadai Bashival Abasroihu, if so, then for sure this child is a 7th month old baby from the second husband. So it's a kasha then on the Mishnah the opposite way. Why does the Mishnah say the Yavam has to bring an Oshem Toli? Mashmi is doing a Safek Aveira, the opposite. For sure he's not doing an Aveira at all. Since she was not showing after 3 months, so for sure she's not a lady that's given birth. It's not a 9-month-old baby. For sure it's only a 7th month-old baby from the second one. So for sure it's Mutta. So my answer is no, that's not what Rav Nachman meant to say. Ela Eima, he meant to say like this. Roiv al yoldos letisha ubra nikolish lishomer. Not everyone, roiv. Most of the time when Elisha gives birth after 9 months, after 3 months you should know, you can able to tell snicker if she was pregnant or not. Now Bahai, this Yavam over here, me de loy hukolish lishomer, since after 3 months she was not nikker, you could not tell that she was pregnant, Israel le ruba. She lost as a reyes in her roiv. So that's why the Mishnah says it remains a suffix of a Noshim Toli. Because true, even though Rove times Noshim give birth after 9 months, but here, since she was not nicker, was not noticeable that she was pregnant after 3 months, that's a Reyes, so that's something to say that no, she's not given birth after 9 months. That's a reason to say she's given birth after 7 months from the second one. But it's not a Vada, it's still a suffix. So therefore it's a suffix. Whose kid this is? Is it the rigid first brothers? Or the second brothers, therefore it's good the Mishnah says it's an Oshem Toli. Tana Rabbonim, look at the price like this. Tana Rabbonim, Rishoin Royal Lias Kain Godel. The same case, In the case where you made Yibum, and it comes out later, she's pregnant, and she gives birth 7 months later. So we have a suffix if this first kid is from the first one, first brother from the second brother. So Mamonu Shof, like our Mishnah says, of Vladis Kosher. So here the Gemara says, Aloshin, he's Royal Leah's Kohen Gadol. Such a Vlad is possible to be a Kohen Gadol. Royal Leah's Kohen Gadol. Fisheni, what about if they give birth a second time? In other words, the Yavama, the Yavam still lives with her, and he has a second child. Fisheni, Sofik Mamzer, Vyasub Mamzeris. You should know the second kid already is a Sofik, maybe he's a Mamzer. We have to be afraid maybe the first kid was from the first brother. Therefore, there's no mitzvah yibum. Therefore, by the second brother living with his brother's wife, it's an erva, and the kid's a mamzer. But there's also a tzad, maybe the kid is not a mamzer. Maybe the first kid was also his kid. And therefore, he's doing a mitzvah yibum, and he's allowed to live with his yivama. So therefore, the second kid is called the Suffolk mamzer. But what's the halacha? The yosub mamzeris. He's not allowed to marry another mamzeris. That's the locha. Sofik mamzer is also with the mamzeris. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, ain't a sofik mamzer. No, it's not a sofik mamzer. Vadai mamzer. The kid has a din of a vadai mamzer. Therefore, what? Umutab mamzeris. He's allowed, she's allowed to live. She's allowed to get married. He's allowed to get married to a mamzeris. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Now, Rav Rama Rava says, Hochi Kamer. This is what he meant to say. That Rishon royally is Kohen Gadol. True. The first child they have, like in our Mishnah, is kosher, because of Monashach, it's Bias Heter, the kid could even be a Kohen Gadol. If the parent, if the father is a Kohen, the kid is royal to be a Kohen Gadol. Vishaini, the second child they have though, Mamza Vadai Misafik. It's called the Mamza Vadai Misafik, and what does that mean? O Mutib Mamzeris. Tanakama holds as Mutib Mamzeris. That's what Rabbah holds. Now, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, ain vaday mamzer misofik. No, the kid is not called a vaday mamzer misofik. What then? El a sofik mamzer. The kid is called a sofik mamzer. We don't know if the father is allowed to live with the yavam or not. It's a sofik mamzer, and therefore the also be mamzeris. He's also to get married to a mamzeris. The locher is a sofik mamzer is also with a mamzeris. Now, what's the machloikis here? So Gemara says, they argue in the din of Reb Elazar. The Tanah we learned like this. The Gemara in Kedushin, Rabbi Elazar Omer. Reb Elazar says, Vadan bevadoin muter. That means a Yisrael, a Kohen, a Levi. If the Vada Yisrael, they're allowed him to marry. They can get married. A Vada with a Vada is muter. Who a din? A Vada mamzer is muter to marry a Vada mamzeris. They're both mutter. They're only yosef to marry into the kahal, but to marry a vaday into a vaday, it's mutter. What about vaday besveikon? Or sveikon bevadoin? Or sveikon besveikon? Also, if you have a sofik mamzer, he's also with a vaday mamzeris, because you have to be afraid, maybe he's not a mamzer, and she is a mamzeris, so they're also. So the kitzur, a sofik is also with another sofik, because maybe this one is a mamzer and the other one is not a mamzeris. So the only thing that's mutter is a vadeh with a vadeh. If he's a vadeh mamzer and she's a vadeh mamzeris, they're allowed to get married together. But any type of a suffix is also together, and a suffix is also with a vadeh. That's Reb Elazar Shita. Now, v'yelu hein sveikon, what's called a suffix? What's called a suffix that's also? V'yelu hein sveikon, shtuki, case of a shtuki. So Rashi says, Shtuki means Shekhoira Oviv, Vima Meshas Kosai. Now, as we don't know who the father is, the kid calls out when he sees a man, that's my father, and the mother says, be quiet, it's not your father. Because we don't know who the father is. Viyasufi, Rashi means Shenesav Minashuk. Her kid was lying in the street, and somebody picked him up, gathered him. Uvakuluvikal Mecha Shema Mipsul Nisabra. Now, as Namal, who throws the kids away? A mamzer, a mamzeris. If the parents didn't live together, beheter, so when they have a kid, they throw it away. So kids, if you find a kid in the street, that's called a Suffolk mamzer. That's called an asufi. Somebody you collect, you pull them off the street, a kid. Vakusi, who then a kusi is also a Suffolk mamzer. So Rashi says, because ein makpera kedusha kesev ushtar, the less like zera shavu the kicha kicha. They don't make a zera shavu such a thing as kedusha kesev and kedusha shtar. they hold only the Kedusha Bia. So therefore, let's say someone makes Kedusha with Kesef, they hold it's not Chal, and somebody else will get married to her. And really, we know she is married, so the kid will be a Mamzer. So therefore, in the Mishpacha of a Kusi, the kids are Safik Mamzer. That's the case of a Safik. Now, so it's a Machlek Yisrael, Reb Lezer, the Tanakama, what's the luck of a Safik? Is a Safik Muter or a Safik is also? The Yom Rav Yudom Rav, Halacha Kareb Loza, with Akapaskin like Reb Loza, that a Safik is also. That only Vada in the Vada is Muter, but a Safik with a Vada, a Safik with a Safik is also. The Gemara says, Ki Amrisa Kaimi de Shmuel, when this was said over to front of Shmuel, Omar Lee said like this, Hillel Shonu, Hillel learned, Asara Yuchsin Olami Bavel, that when Klaiso by Beis Amita Shesheni went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, there were 10 different types of Yuchsin. Asara Yuchsin Olami Bavel. Who were the 10 different types of Yuchsin? There was Kahanim, there was Leviya, there was Yisraeli. Chaloli, that's a cholol, means a coin, that's a cholol. Geri, a meger, that was a mezgayer. Haruri, means an eved that became freed. And they have a kanani that was freed, that's called a haruri. Mamzeri, avade mamzer, nesinit, nesinim. Rashi says, that's givoinim, they were from the Shivasamim. She nezgayeru b'me Yeshua b'roma. They, were nizgayer, which by trick, the Yeshua didn't realize they were from the Zion Amimim. Rashi says, v'yeshbem, sar avdus, dabadin avdus on them, they said the person Yeshua says, v'yitnem Yeshua choyt v'yitzim v'shev mayim leidu. So it's a big machloikas v'shoinim, if the givoinim are awesome with the rice, they're awesome with the rabbonin. I'm not going to go into it now. It's a Gemara in Ksuba to talk about it. Yeah, Shtuki, V'yasufi, I didn't say Shtuki, but we have before, we don't know who the father is, V'yasufi, or you collect the kid off the street. Now, what's the loch of these 10 yuchsin? V'yakulon mitorin lovay zeh bazeh. They're all allowed to marry one another. That means, lovay zeh bazeh, like Rashi says, chulon mitorin, iyam rit sveikin v'vadan muter, v'chol shchein sveikin v'sveikin hanad v'mishkachas lo kulon. You could have all cases that they couldn't marry. There's a case that a mamzer could marry a mamzeris, a suffolk with a vade their mutter. Versteht vade Yisrael and Levi Ukraine and mutter with one another. Yeah. But I call upon him, Viyat or Marta, how could you say a Kriya Blaza? That you're going to say suffolk besveken is author. That's not like this Mishnah that he'll learn, Hasar Yuchsin Oilu, the Kulamutar and Zebazeh. So of course it's not like Lalocha. So we're going to say like this now. Rashi says, "V'yata malchuk aloch Reb Lezer, t'yei mamzer muti b'shtuki, v'lo shtuki b'shtuki, v'lo shtuki v'asufin." It's not like our Mishnah. So Mura says that Abaye sov aloch Shmuel. Abaye talks like Shmuel. T'yom malchuk kihilo. That it holds like aloch kihilo. That asor yuchsin olui, and the rule muti zebezeh. So meila sofik and avada is muti one with the other. So what's our machlokes then? Umuki lo Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov aliba d'ilchaso. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov goes up a little bit Hilkasa. Then he said, "Ein vade mamzer misofik el esofik mamzer v'yosef mamzeris." That he holds a sofik is also. What does that mean? He echad latik shechus Hilkasa. And this is the way Abaye learns that Abaye wanted to say Reb Lezer goes la locha. So Abaye was the first one. He learned. How did Abaye learn? Abaye learned that. The Sufik Mamzer v'yosef b'mamzeris. Then Reb Lezer Roimen no, ain't a Sufik Mamzer, elavade Mamzer, omuta b'mamzeris. What did Reb Lezer mean to say? That if the second child they have, true he's a Sufik Mamzer. But the loch of a Sufik Mamzer is just like a vade Mamzer. That a Sufik Mamzer is muta with a mamzeris. So that's the way Abaye learned. Abaye wanted to put Reb Lezer ben Yaakov alibu d'ilchaso. To say that a Sufik Mamzer is like a Vade Mamzer that they allowed him to marry. That's the way Abaye learned. Now, Rav Rama, Rav Sava, no. Rav Sava lo Karav. The Yom Aloch Reb Loza. That he owes Aloch is like Reb Loza. In other words, not like Kilo learned. Aloch is like Reb Loza. that a vadai and a sveik and a rosa zebzeh. That's what Rava learned. Therefore, mukilo the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov alibud ilchasa. He said that Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov is saying here, this Sufik mamzer is not like a vadai mamzer. A vadai mamzer is allowed to marry a mamzeris. But over here, the Sufik mamzer is also with a vadai mamzer. Because the old sveikim, a vadai is also.